Zok the Mishnah Vayta Masechta Sukkah, Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm Rabbi Eliezer, says, Arba Esrei Sudais, 14 Sudais, Chayiv Adam, is a person obligated, Lechol B'Sukkah, to eat in the Sukkah. Achas B'Yayim, V'Achas B'Layla, one each day, and one each night. Rabbi Eliezer learns this as well from the Pasuk of B'Sukkah's Teshvu. Teshvu Ke'en Tadiru. You should live in the Sukkah the way you live in your house. In your house, you eat supper at night and breakfast in the morning. Same is true for the sukkah. Whereas with Chachamim, I mean, the Chachamim say, Ein ledavar kitzvah, where there's no set amount of sudais. Chutz with the exception of Milei LeYomtiv Rishon Shel Chag Bulvad, only the first night of Yomtiv. The first night of Yomtiv, one is obligated to eat in the sukkah. That's learned from Gzeirah Shavah. Chamishasar, we have the word Chamishasar by sukkahs, and we have Chamishasar by Pesach. By Sukkot it says Chamisha Asar Yom LaChodesh HaShvi, and it says by Pesach Uva Chamisha Asar Yom LaChodesh HaZeh Chag HaMatzos. So just like during Pesach, the first night, there is an obligation to eat matzah, same is true for the first night of Sukkot. But the rest of the days of Sukkot, there is no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, save the Chachamim. If a person wants to eat the types of food that you don't have to eat in the sukkah, he can do so. The Chachamim also dashen teshu ke'en tadiru, but they say, just like when a person lives at home, he isn't forced to eat a meal. So the same is true for sukkahs. If you want to eat, eat. If you don't want to eat, don't eat. Many ask, how can the Chachamim say you don't have to eat a suda throughout sukkahs? Never mind whether you're eating in the sukkah or not, but you're obligated. Als hilchas yamtiv, every Shabbos and yamtiv, we have to eat a suda. And once you have to eat a suda, so it has to be in the sukkah. Some answer that to be yotze the chiyuv of the suda for Shabbos and Yom Tov, it could be a kazayas. And the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah starts with a kebeya. So technically speaking, if somebody wanted to be yotze the chiyuv of suda, Shabbos, or Yom Tov, and still avoid the sukkah, he would be able to do so. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, the oid, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Furthermore said Rabbi Eliezer, Mishalei Ochel, if someone did not eat, Leila Yom Tov HaRishon, if someone didn't eat in the sukkah, on the night of the first day of Yom Tov. That means Erev Yom Tov, coming into Yom Tov, the first night of Yom Tov. He has another chance. Yashlim. He can compensate for it. He can make up for it by eating an extra Suda throughout the Yom Tov. And even if all 7 days of Yom Tov passed already, and it's already the night of Shmini Atzeres, even then, even Belayla Yom Tov HaAchrayim, even on the night of the last Yom Tov, in other words, Hashanah Rabbah coming into Shmini Atzeres. This is a very big chiddush, because the Yom Tov of Sukkah is technically passed. The night of Shmini Atzeres, you don't have to eat in the Sukkah in Eretz Yisrael, for sure not. There's no question of a suffix. But despite that, if you eat the night of Shmini Atzeres, you can be Yoitza V'chiv that you ought to have fulfilled, and that is eating the first night in the Sukkah. That's because Rabbi Eliezer compares the eating, the first night, to the Karban Chagiga. If you didn't bring the Karban Chagiga, B'Yom Tov Rishon, when you were supposed to, you can make up for it, even on Shmini Atzeres. So the same is true for the Chiyuv that we have to eat in the Sukkah. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, if you didn't have your Suda the first night the way you were supposed to, Ein L'Davar Tashlum, and you can't make up for it. The Chachamim say, how do we know the Chiyuv of eating the first night of Sukkot in the Sukkah? From Matzah. There's a Gzeirah Shavah to Matzah. Well, just like over there, if you miss the first night, you can't make up for it the rest of Yom Tov. Eating Matzah on the last day is not going to help for your Chiyuv of the first night. Well, the same is true for Sukkot. The Chachamim conclude by saying, Al Zeh Nemar, this is one of the things we can apply the Pasuk of, Mi'uvis La'yuchal Liskay. Mi'uvis means a twisted thing. La'yuchal Liskay, that can't be made straight. The chesray, and something that is not there, la yuchal limanis, you simply can't number it. We have one chance to fulfill the chiyuv of eating the first night in the sukkah, and that's the first night. Now, the halacha is like the chacham in regard to these two things. First of all, there is no official chiyuv as to how many sudas you have to eat in the sukkah, with the exception of the first night. And if you miss the first night, you don't have a chance to make it up. So in our Mishnah, we learned that Rabbi Eliezer obligates us to eat 14 sudais throughout Yom Tov, once by night, once by day, throughout the 7 days of Yom Tov. The Chachamim say there's no set amount. However, the first night you must eat in the sukkah. How much you have to eat? We actually say there's a machlokes, whether it's a kezayis or a kebeya. We explain Rabbi Eliezer learned some teshuka and tadiru, that just like when you're home, you eat supper and you eat breakfast, same is true for sukkahs in the sukkah. The Chacham says just like when you're home, you don't have to eat, same is true on sukkahs. But the first night you're obligated. That's because we learn Gzeir Shava, Chamishasa, Chamishasa, Michag HaMatzais. And just like the night of the Seder, you have to eat matzah, the first night of Sukkot, you have to eat in the Sukkah. Or at least you have to eat that Kazayis or Kebeya of Pas in the Sukkah. Furthermore, Rabbi Eliezer told us that if you miss this Chayiv the first night, you can make it up even the night of Shmini Atzeres. Now really, the Gemara struggles with this. How could you make it up the night of Shmini Atzeres when you don't have to eat in the Sukkah of Shmini Atzeres? So really, the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer changed his shita about the 14 sudas, and he agreed with the Chachamim that there's no set number of how many sudas you have to eat. But the second machlokes, that still stays. Rabbi Eliezer still insists you can make it up all the way until Shmini Atzeres, as explained, because he learns it from the Karban Chagiga. You can make up the Karban Chagiga, Shmini Atzeres, you can make up the Chiyuv to eat. The Chachamim say, no, you can't. Just like you can't make up the mitzvah of eating matzah if you missed it the first night, you can't make up the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah the first night.